This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I listened to your guys' suggestions. I know some of you don't think that I get all your emails, but I do. And one of you had suggested that I do more on TikTok. This has been a suggestion that I have gotten from multiple people, and I have not done that. And I have not been, probably, I don't even think I have a TikTok account. And maybe it's because I'm lazy. Maybe it's because I'm starting to get to the age where I can't keep up with all the tech. Or maybe it's because I just didn't trust the privacy. When there were some issues, I think former President Trump had talked about TikTok and China accessing our data and all that. I'm like, you know, I have enough social media. I have, you know, thank God, you know, a lot of listeners, great listeners. We have a lot of stations. We're on GCN Live, GCN Podcasts, iHeart, you know, I'm blessed. I don't think I need another platform, even though I understand how popular TikTok is. Well, we're being told that the Chinese parent company of TikTok had access to Americans' users' data for months, even while U.S. employees did not have access themselves. Now, this is according to leaked audio. The audio was obtained by BuzzFeed News. It covers more than 80 internal meetings at TikTok between the months of September 2021 and January 2022. It showed that U.S. employees were not permitted to access user data and instead relied on Chinese employees to do so, according to BuzzFeed. TikTok's parent company, ByteDance, is required under Chinese law to share its data with the Chinese Communist Party whenever requested. This is why I haven't been very excited about TikTok. They say, as we've publicly stated, this is according to TikTok, we've brought a world-class internal and external security experts to help us strengthen our data security efforts. This is standard industry practice given the complexity of data security challenges. That's what TikTok said in a statement to Business Insider on Friday. They said, in May, we created a new in-house department called U.S. Data Security, USDS, with U.S.-based leadership to provide a greater level of focus and governance on U.S. data security. The creation of this organization is part of our ongoing effort and commitment to strengthen our data protection policies and protocols, further protect our users, and build confidence in our systems and controls. So this is it's a video. TikTok is a video sharing app where I guess you could put small videos, and a lot of them really funny. I watch a lot of TikTok videos because my kids go, oh, you got to see this, and it's funny. It's on TikTok. Or you see the TikTok video on Facebook, and you laugh. Some of it is super funny. Like there was this one, okay, there's this one video of apparently a guy got into a fender bender. But before the insurance adjuster came in, he wanted to make it look like it was the other guy's fault. So he used these dummies, these mannequins, and then he had like a baby sitting in the front seat driving and all sorts of other stuff. And it's a video, and it's hilarious because you see him trying to, you know, get out of the, you know, insurance adjuster blaming him for the fender bender. And so these things have been to our entertainment, but because of our never ending thirst for entertainment, we are not caring who is accessing, watching us, having data. And for me, I don't fear TikTok because I'm already pretty open. I mean, you guys know I'm going to see Jurassic Park tonight. I'm going to check in at the movie theater. I'm going to give you a review. So, if China knows that I'm going to a movie tonight, they know. That's no secret. You guys know when it's my birthday. You know when it's my anniversary. We don't really have that much privacy. And if you are going to videotape something and you're going to put it online, you're already, losing that a certain amount of your privacy, and you are consenting to it. And so, what exactly is the data, China is getting from this? I don't know if it's any different than the data they could get from your Facebook and I know Facebook and Twitter, everybody says, oh, we don't share that data. All you have to do is go online and you see our data. So, I mean, is it the data on what you're searching? Is the data on what you're interested in? I mean, YouTube, you could see for me, I love searching barbershop quartet. I love searching 50s music. I love searching, certain songs. And that's not a private search history. Nothing's private. And, I love barbershop quartet. I think it's really, really cool. I love the harmonies and things like that. So if the Chinese go, wow, Dolly is into barbershop quartet, they got me. But they could listen to my show and I tell you I'm into barbershop quartet. I think that stuff's cool. I am into heavy metal. I am into 80s music. My favorite band is Def Leppard. So, but yes, I do like barbershop quartet. Sue me. So former President Donald Trump signed an executive order banning the app from the U.S. in 2020, but President Joe Biden prevented the ban from taking effect after he entered office. So there's a lot of scrutiny from U.S. politicians and Republicans because of the Chinese roots, and is the Chinese Communist Party looking at it? As far as I'm concerned, if you're posting videos and it's out there, then you've already kind of given up your privacy. But it's what other data? Is there something else within that app that we aren't aware of? Is it listening? Is it recording? Is it, I don't trust it. I don't need it, as part of my social media repertoire. I would love to make funny videos. I just don't have the time to do that. But if, China is using that to spy on us, we might want to get smart and be a little bit more private with, some of the things we use on our phones. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented patented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So the U.S. Attorney General, Merrick Garland, has now made an unannounced trip to Ukraine. Seems like everybody's going to Ukraine. Ben Stiller was there. Now, Ben Stiller is, I think, a UN ambassador. So he was actually doing some work, but he did meet Volodymyr Zelensky, told him he's his hero, and, you know, he kind of saw some of the war-torn areas of Kyiv. But U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland has made an unannounced trip to Ukraine. And he says he is going to identify, apprehend, and prosecute those individuals involved in war crimes. There to discuss efforts and to pledge unwavering support. Now, maybe they aren't sane, but is he there to get are Americans back that were captured? There are two U.S. military veterans, I thought even a third, that have been captured in Ukraine. Russian President Vladimir Putin's spokesperson said Moscow would not guarantee that they won't face the death penalty. All hands on deck, people. I mean, I think it's nice that the Attorney General is there making his visit. I think everybody wants to make their visit and get their pictures in and, you know, and do their part to, you know, support Ukraine. But is anybody getting our soldiers home? These weren't people that ventured into the country of Russia. These are people in Ukraine. Americans got captured in Ukraine, are being held by the Russians. Where is the rain? Bring the rain. Biden, Kamala, everybody should be on this. Bring our men back. Don't touch them. You touch one hair on their heads, we will bring the rain. No, we're just not seeing that. We're just seeing the photo ops. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has said that he expects Russia to intensify its attacks on his country while it awaits the EU's decision because they want to join the European Union. Russia's ground and tactical air operations continue to focus on the Donbas and eastern Ukraine over the weekend. More villages around the twin cities of Severodonetsk and Lysychansk were pummeled. Meanwhile, I thought we had three, but according to CNBC, there are two military veterans that have been captured that are facing the death penalty. Where's our Mossad bringing them back? Where's our Navy SEAL team? What's going on here? And I understand that America, you know, has not taken a position of our troops being there, and they don't want to get into a war with Russia. And we have some Americans that have made some decisions of their own. But again, okay, if we as Americans are in a country, and it is a country that is an ally of America, and somebody kidnaps us and captures us, we should have the weight of the American military that says, don't mess with any Americans. If you do, you mess with one of us, you mess with all of us. And you get us back. And I get, there's some people that might have done some stupid, like, well, I'm going to go on a hike in North Korea. Okay, I mean, if the U.S. Department of Transportation the travel warning watch list says, look, high alert, don't go there, and you go there, okay, you know, you might be on your own. Still, I think America should do everything they can to help. But if you are on an ally, a friendly soil, and you are there to protect, you know, your ally, and you are there, or you're there visiting, or you're there as a tourist, and somebody captures you, I feel America should bring its weight, get you back, and that's just how I feel. If not, nobody is going to fear capturing Americans. In the meantime, Germany has sent long-range weaponry. It has arrived in Ukraine now for the first time. Ukraine's defense ministry has announced the latest shipment of heavy weaponry that Kyiv has been urgently asking for. There are the Panzerhaubitze. Is that it? Haubitz? The Panzerhaubitze 2000 are finally a part of the 155-millimeter howitzer arsenal of Ukrainian artillery, according to Ukrainian Defense Minister Alexei Reznikov. I highly appreciate the efforts of my colleague, Christian Lambrecht, and this is a self-propelled howitzer developed by German manufacturers Krauss, Maffei Wegmann, and Rheinmetall, and is considered one of the most powerful artillery systems used in Western militaries today. Germany has been criticized for being slow to aid Ukraine with offensive weapons. Russia's war in Ukraine marks the first time the German government has sent lethal weapons to a conflict zone since the Second World War. Russia, in the meantime, has said it would respond to Lithuania's blocking of certain goods from its enclave in Kaliningrad, calling the measure openly hostile. So last week, Lithuania shares a border with Russia, as we know, And there was a tiny Russian enclave of Kaliningrad, and it announced they were going to block entry by rail of all EU-sanctioned goods coming from mainland Russia. That includes metal, coal, construction materials, and high-tech products. So according to Russia's foreign ministry, they said if in the near future cargo transit between the Kaliningrad region and the rest of the territory of the Russian Federation through Lithuania is not restored, then Russia reserves the right to take actions to protect its national interests. So Lithuania had said that its decision was taken into consultation with the European Commission and that they were carrying out EU sanctions. So, you know, things are definitely, sadly, stepping up. They, we have a very, very delicate situation in Europe, obviously, the European Union. I'm not sure what's going on with NATO. I know that Finland and Sweden wanted to join, and Turkey was not excited about it, and you need all countries unanimous. But Ukraine being a part of the European Union gives Ukraine an ability to have that sort of defense, and those countries come to their defense. But interestingly, reporters, senior State Department official reporters say Russia is absolutely not going back to the pre-war status quo. And I had said this early on, that once Russia made their move with Ukraine, I find it very hard to believe that Russia's going to go, my bad, and then everything's going to go back to the way it was. I think we are going to be enemies with Russia now for decades. And it is going to take decades to repair. I mean, we've done fantastic. I mean, you know, we're friends with Japan, and, you know, we're friends with Germany. And, you know, once the regimes left, you know, countries were able to repair themselves. And so our hope is if Putin does later leave, then, you know, whoever does take over for Putin hopefully is a good guy, and then we could restore relations. But the official does not feel that there's going to be any sort of good blood between us and Russia. The official did not speak explicitly to the future of diplomatic relations with Russia, noting they were already strained prior to the war starting in February. They said U.S. Ambassador to Russia John Sullivan speaks less frequently with the Russian Foreign Ministry than before, but there is still contact on the issues of the U.S. Embassy staffing woes and the detained Americans. They're also talking about Paul Whelan, Brittany Griner. Brittany Griner is still detained. She is the Olympian basketball player that worked for Russia in her off time and was caught with cannabis vape cartridges. And they used that as an excuse to detain her. And her wife had said that, you know, she had called 11 times on their anniversary. There was supposed to be contact. There was supposed to be, I guess, a State Department representative, and that fell through. So the official said that it is challenging to work with the Russians on the issue of detained Americans because the Russians put convoluted processes in place that prevent any quick contact with the detainees. They said, oh, well, we moved detainee X last week. He's on the other side of Moscow, and you're going to need a different form and triplicate. But that office has issues. It's closed until next Thursday. But if you come after 5 on Friday, then maybe we'll take care of you, but only bring blue pens. This is what the official said. You know, we tried to show the hoops that Russians make U.S. officials jump through. And my worry is, what if they're dead? So, an official spoke of the commercial impact the war has had on Russia, noting that there were more than 1,000 U.S. companies that did business with Russia last year, and now that is less than a fraction. So, you know, the U.S. Attorney General is, you know, getting ready to, I guess, prosecute war crimes in Ukraine. Ukraine said Snake Island has been attacked. Zemini Island, which is known as Snake Island. Ukrainian army said they've launched some airstrikes on Zemini Island. So there's going to be this didn't end as quickly as we hoped it would be. And sadly, we have Americans now involved, and we need to get them back. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
In the 1800s, 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health-giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Another shipment of baby formula is arriving from overseas to help ease the national shortage. The formula arrived at Boston's Logan International Airport late Monday morning. It came on a Delta flight from the United Kingdom. Former Vice President Mike Pence is slamming President Biden for the current economy.
Unlike the Great Depression of the 1930s, the stagflation of the 1970s, or even the Great Recession of 2008, the economic woes now upon us have been caused almost single-handedly by one person.
Speaking in Chicago, Pence blaming Biden for current inflation rates, claiming he'd never seen a stronger disconnect between citizens and the president. Air conditioners are working overtime across the country as temperatures are in the 90s and close to 100 from the Great Lakes down to the Gulf Coast. USA Radio News. The average price for a gallon of gas in the United States reached $5 a gallon for the first time ever earlier this month. Wisconsin Republican Senator Ron Johnson says he believes President Biden's policies are the driving force behind high gas prices.
This is something that Democrats and President Biden caused. They are the root cause to open borders, to 40-year high inflation, to record gasoline and high energy prices. They're the ones that caused it. This didn't just happen.
Washington Commanders owner Dan Snyder is doubling down on not testifying before the House Oversight Committee. The panel requested that Snyder reconsider testifying as it investigates an alleged toxic workplace culture at the organization. New York Democrat Carolyn Maloney saying in a letter to Snyder's attorney he could testify virtually like NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell will on Wednesday. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So as we are seeing record temperatures affect most of the United States, and we've had some, you know, heat dome issues where the weather patterns can just kind of envelope the heat. I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, so we always have hot our summers, our springs. It's the first day of summer. Congratulations, by the way. Yay, we've made it to the first day of summer. It's going to be a long, long summer, especially with gas prices. But as we venture into the first part of summer, Nevada, where I live, is not immune. We see this all the time. But sadly, we are seeing 70% of Americans to experience temperatures above 90 degrees Fahrenheit. 20% of Americans are going to battle triple-digit heat in major metro areas like Chicago, Minneapolis, Dallas, and Atlanta. Chicago, Minneapolis, Nashville, Memphis, Dallas, New Orleans, and Atlanta are among several cities under excessive heat warnings, with temperatures forecasted to reach higher than 100 degrees Fahrenheit. That affects 20% of the U.S. population, or close to 68 million people. In Minneapolis and St. Louis in Minnesota, they saw local weather reach about 101 degrees Fahrenheit, accompanied by high humidity, so that made things feel like 110 degrees Fahrenheit. The Twin Cities are seeing its roads cave in under the heat. Two areas on the I-31 in the Minneapolis area are now closed as a result. So the heat index hitting at least 105 puts people at risk of heat illness, heat exhaustion, heat stroke. They said as of Monday, 5 p.m., temperatures were at their highest. Weather in Minneapolis was going to be about 90 degrees, while Chicago was at 93. Nashville and Phoenix were hitting 101 and 108 degrees. Temperatures in Memphis, New Orleans, Atlanta, and Dallas were between 90 and 100. I live in Vegas. It's just always hot. Thank God for air conditioning. Our water heater blew, so I haven't been able to take a hot shower, but the cold showers are really nice to cool off, and so luckily it happened during the summer. But people have been trying to flock to pools, beaches, cooling centers across the Midwest and South, spanning from North Florida to the Great Lakes, and this is just the start of summer. Apparently in Mobile, Alabama, the record was 1913. In 1913, it was 100 degrees Fahrenheit. So that was in Mobile, Alabama for this time of year, looks like they hit the record. In Kansas, it reached about 108 degrees Fahrenheit. In northwest Kansas, western parts of the state, and the Texas Panhandle hit about 110 degrees over the weekend. And sadly, it's just going to get worse. It's going to get worse. Last week, the Kansas Department of Health and Environment knew of at least 2,000 cattle deaths due to high temperatures and humidity. The deaths represent a huge economic loss because the animals, who weigh about 1,500 pounds, are worth about $2,000 a head. Spokesperson for the Kansas Livestock Association. Federal disaster programs are going to help some producers who incurred a loss. We should not be having animals die in the heat, but sadly we are. And I'm looking right now at thousands of cattle corpses because of the heat. Electric companies in the Southwest, they were ready to tackle the second heat wave this week, affected as people are going to stay indoors, blast their air conditioners. According to the Tennessee Valley Authority spokesperson, this is our Super Bowl that we prepare all year for. We are ready to go. Entergy is a power supplier, mostly present in states bordering the Gulf of Mexico. They expect increases in power in Arkansas, Louisiana, Mississippi, New Orleans, and Texas, and they expect it to reach unprecedented energy levels. Preparing for extreme heat is also going on year-round at Oncor. Oncor is the largest electrical utility company in Texas, the fifth in the entire country. They said our maintenance strategy department starts looking at data analytics and analyzing areas of vulnerability and that we could be focusing on for summer prep. They said we're looking at any areas that could be overloaded, overload transformers. We're using meter data consistent to look at how those transformers could be affected by the increased load and whether or not those transformers need to be possibly changed out. So good for them. I'm glad they're doing that because, sadly, we saw what happened last year when the power grid got overwhelmed. And on top of that, we're having more people require power as they have electric cars. So when you have increased heat, more electricity demand, it's not good. And I really think that our systems are getting overwhelmed. Sadly, we have parents who are idiots. And we have a five-year-old boy who has died in a hot car because I guess his mom was organizing a birthday party. According to NBC News, a five-year-old boy in Texas died Monday after being left in a sweltering car for several hours as the child's family prepared for his sibling's birthday party. The boy has not been identified. He was in the car for 2 to 3 hours and pronounced dead at the scene. The boy's mother returned home with an 8-year-old child and the younger sibling who was strapped in a child safety seat in the back. The older sibling exited the car and the mother assumed the other child was out also. The 5-year-old typically knows how to unbuckle himself, but the vehicle was a loaner car. That's according to Harris County Sheriff Ed Gonzalez. So the boy was stuck in a safety seat. Meanwhile, the family was all, you know, discombobulated, planning the birthday party. After 2 or 3 hours passed, the boy's mother realized the 5-year-old was missing. She ran to the car and saw he was still in the safety seat. A representative with the sheriff's office on Tuesday said the case is ongoing. Investigators will meet with county prosecutors to present findings. The temperatures that day were about 100 degrees. You know, it's ridiculous to think that we have distracted parents, distracted family members who are killing their kids. And this happens every year. You know, we had a dad who, I guess mom said, don't forget to take the kids to daycare today. You'll do that for me, right? Well, he was distracted and went to work. Got out of the car, maybe was on a cell phone. Meanwhile, kids in the back of the truck or the back of the car. People are forgetting about their kids. And I was very honest about this last year. I said a big concern I have are these rear-facing seats. I understand we have rear-facing seats for the child's protection in an accident. But when you don't see the child move, and many people have the seats, that, you know, they have a seat in the car that's always there, they just get used to there just being an empty seat, and they don't remember that they actually put a child in there. And then when they get out of the car, they don't look back. You need to have alarms. You need to have lights. You need to have mirrors. You know, I would sit with my child in the back seat. It was very frustrating for me when I would drive him to not be able to see him. And I tried to have those reverse mirrors and all that. But, you know, to not be able to see my child, you know, and while I'm trying to drive, and, you know, they're not in the front seat with you anymore, obviously. Like, when I was a baby, I was in the front seat with my mom. So my mom could watch me. She knew I was breathing. She knew I was there. We have our kids in the back, rear facing. And unless you actively go to the back seat, you could get out of the car, run into your job, or run home and completely forget about your child. I can't imagine as a parent forgetting about your child, but people do that. You know, even if the windows are left slightly open, the temperature inside the car can reach 125 degrees in minutes. A child's body overheats up to 5 times faster than an adult's. Nobody's hearing them cry because they're inside. The organization recommends caregivers place an object in the front seat to remind them that the child is in the back. I also say keep your purse in the back seat. Don't have your purse in the front seat. Put your purse or your briefcase in the back seat so it forces you to go into the back seat to get it, and then you remember that your kid is there. It's ridiculous we have to have these conversations. A 3-month-old boy in Pennsylvania died Thursday because he was left in his parents' car for several hours. On May 19th, a 1-year-old died in Tennessee because they were left in a car. Weeks before that, an 8-month-old girl in Georgia was left in the car. Father got arrested. This is ridiculous. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free, 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You've even seen it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammie, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. So I'm in money-saving mode. I don't know if that means I'm already in recession mode or not, but I cannot be spending the money that is required of me to go out to eat, to go to a movie at the gas station. So I am in money-saving mode. And I'm very excited about some ways to save money. As I told you guys, I'm going to go see Jurassic Park today. And my movie ticket is only $5.95. I'm like so happy. I'm like, yeah. I haven't seen those prices since the 80s or 90s. $5.95 movie ticket. Yee, that's so happy. It's because apparently it's like the Regal Club day. So if you see a movie on a Tuesday, it's cheaper. So we're going to go. There's a place where you could actually order drinks and things like that. So you end up starting to spend more money anyway. But at least I feel like I'm saving like 70% on my movie ticket. I'm going to see Jurassic Park. I know the reviews aren't that good. The problem with these movies is you have a killer movie, like the one in 1993, the Jurassic Park movie. And then they overdo it. And they take the franchise and they do it to death, such that when another sequel comes out, you're like, come on. So what they have to do is they have to bring back the old stars and try to make the movie seem like, you know, okay, look, we're not messing up. You know, we're going to make it old school again. And I hear that it just leaves a lot to be desired. The reviews are not that good. I'm not going to ruin it for you guys. I'll tell you what I think when I see it. You know, all I want from a Jurassic Park movie is to be freaked out about a T-Rex or a Giantosaurus. I want to see teeth. I want to feel a little scared, and I don't want love story. I don't want politics. And that's kind of what I'm hoping with this movie, that there really won't be any politics. I don't see how they could rip on Trump, right? Or Biden, or bring up, you know, I mean, well, they might bring up like the border or something, right? Because I guess the animals cross the border. I don't know. So we'll see what happens. But I think I'll be able to get through a movie without there being politics. So we'll see what happens. But I'm excited. It's called Jurassic World Dominion. And also, here's the thing, too. You know, when you're a bio major, you know, when these movies start to bring up biology, you're like, oh, wow, you know, here's the DNA, and there's the cartoon of the DNA, and that, oh, that makes sense. And I love watching fictional science. I think that stuff is pretty, pretty cool. But most importantly, though, is I'm saving money. So if I'm saving money, I'm already thinking that the movie's going to be great. Now, there's this article talking about how 9 big companies have already plunged into a recession. Some analysts think some S&P 500 companies have already sank into one already. This includes Amazon, Under Armour, Target. They say they're expected to post a contraction in profit in the soon completed second quarter. And that's coming right after the profit already dropped in the first quarter. And I think that's the definition. You have to have 2 straight quarters of a drop in economic activity. According to Investors Business Daily, all of their profit is down by at least 50% on average in the 2 periods. This is a corporate version of a recession. A recession for the economy is defined as a drop in economic activity for 2 straight quarters. And for these companies, 2 straight quarters of profit contraction has already happened. The housing market is cooling. Economic weakness is hitting both manufacturing and service sector activity. Recession fears are surging. Bear market. I think the stock market went up a little bit today, but it doesn't matter because it'll just go back down tomorrow. So, but Amazon is getting hit. See, Amazon, I slowed down on buying from Amazon because remember they said they were going up on a fuel charge? So I bought a whole bunch of stuff right before that day, and then I've hardly bought anything. I stocked up on toilet paper and paper towel and kitty cat food and all sorts of things. So I'm buying less. I'm spending less money. So, Bath and Body Works has gone down, Paramount Global, Allstate, Penn National Gaming, Illumina, Activision, Blizzard. So there's, Amazon really, I guess, got hit. And I think it's because they announced they're going to go up in their prices. And they are expensive. I saw their prices. It's cheaper to go to Costco than to buy stuff on Amazon right now. So I'm definitely spending less. Well, Netflix is dealing with some issues. In fact, there's more layoff rumors. Netflix job cuts are going to be imminent. They said the overall subscription streaming growth is half of what it was just 2 years ago. Well, because I think people are sick of watching TV. And a lot of these shows are starting to stink again. I can't say how many times I started watching a show going, really? I mean, politics, really? And I mean, you could only watch so much TV. You know? And you know, I mean, the shows have to really, really be good, and they have to be good storylines. You know, I just watched this show, Tehran. It's about a Israeli Mossad agent who's working with some Iranians to bring down the government. And it's a good show. First season was great. Second season, eh. You know, these the writers of a lot of these shows really start to struggle. And I think, you know, once you see Game of Thrones or Lord of the Rings or, you know, some really, really good TV shows, and, you know, it's hard to, you know, keep that up. Stranger Things. I'm in the, you know, fourth season of Stranger Things. It's okay. And everybody says it's going to get better. It's going to get better. But it's like they're starting to do stuff to death. And we're not stupid. You know, you got to have a good storyline. You have to have good actors. So Netflix having issues, if it's getting expensive, if they're not allowing people to kind of share, and I get that they're not letting people share subscriptions. I get that. I mean, with us, we only have one household. So, I hope we only have one account. I really hope the kids don't have their own accounts. That would stink if they do, because we have one household. But they said that Netflix staffers might be handed their pink slips by the end of the week with job cuts. And didn't Netflix have an issue with Meghan Markle's show and they canceled that and they didn't think that was going to sell? So what's going to happen next is people are going to have to step it up. If they are going to want the purchase, if they're going to want the customer, okay, they're not going to be able to charge a $60 steak. Or an $80 steak. Remember I told you supper clubs are making a comeback? If they want to charge high prices for food, they're going to have some entertainment in there. You know, they're going to have good quality food. They're going to have an experience. They're going to have to bring in a show. There's, you know, as the recession comes on, people are going to be like, I was at home during the pandemic. I could be home now. I don't need to spend the money. I don't need to spend the money on gas. I have already chosen not to drive to see people or to go across town because of gas prices. It is very easy for me to decide to just order in. That's fine by me. Buy some groceries. I'll cook something. Doesn't make sense to spend the money at a restaurant. Doesn't make sense to go out. Doesn't make sense to spend money on gas. So I think a lot of us know how to save money. We know how to bunker down. And when that happens, your profit margin drops, you go through that contraction. After two quarters, you're already in recession mode. I can easily see us going to recession, if not depression. Because, again, people are not going to want to spend the money. It's just too expensive. It's ridiculous. I cannot be spending $120 on my husband's truck every week for gas. I can't be doing that. It just doesn't make sense. We're going to talk about what Biden wants to do for gas. I don't think it's going to be enough, but you know, for those of you that are planning on spending a lot of money this summer, you might want to rethink it. And I don't want us to go into a recession, but I think it's inevitable. And I care about you guys, and I care about you guys using the money on things you need to, because I already see people skimping out on medicine and skimping out on using it for their medical issues. So you know, don't go out to eat. Don't spend the extra money if you don't have to. 1-877-DOCTOR-LY.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.